Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, sitting here in my kitchen in Casa de la Orlando, recording this edition of the PVD Cast. And, ladies and gentlemen, in complete and absolute honesty, this was not a edition, an episode of the PVD Cast that I thought I would be doing. I had every intention last week. A friend of mine, Sam, was in town, and I was going to have him come on, and he and I were going to sit down and just talk about wrestling and how he and I would bebop all around the area back in the ECW days, catching ECW. We were going to share some great stories and have some laughs, but as many of you may saw on Twitter, I kind of canceled things because I had an unfortunate incident happen. A very good friend of mine passed away last Tuesday, and from this point forward, if you wish to not tune in, I completely understand. For that one, it's probably not going to be the happiest episode of the PVD Cast, but two, this individual may not be very well known to you, but as a fitting tribute to this man, Art Stover, who passed away last week, that he should be featured on the PVD Cast, because I already loved wrestling. And I think eventually he probably would have been a guest on this very podcast. Artie and I met when I was in college through some mutual friends, and instantly we grew a bond because he loved old school wrestling. Probably more so than the new stuff that was out at the time, but I mean, he just loved it. He grew up watching, just like me, the WWF, Jim Crockett Promotions, the AWA, World Class. I mean, literally, he would watch anything that was pro wrestling related. That's one of his many passions. And so we instantly clicked, and we just became really, really good friends, even to a point where I was no longer around, living in the same area that he was living in. I still, every time I would visit back home, I'd stop in and spend a couple hours, and 90% of the conversation had to do with wrestling. You know, he watched a little bit of the new stuff, but pretty much, I think after ECW collapsed, the original ECW collapsed, Artie quit watching. But he was another guy that was right along with me, bebopping all around, catching as many ECW shows, because he loved ECW. Just like I did. I mean, I was a total mark for the product, and so was he. But I mean, as you've heard many times on this podcast, because I am a mark for pro wrestling is why I do what I do. But anyways, he was a huge fan of ECW, and I remember one time we went to go see an ECW show, and it was actually in West Virginia. It was at West Liberty State College, which is over in kind of a place called Wellsburg, West Virginia. So Artie and I go, and the show was really, really good. But the problem was, it had rained most of the day. And in fact, it had rained really, really heavy for the last part of the show, which, of course, we were kind of ignorant of. We found this out all afterwards. So Artie and I leave the college, and we're going down these very small roads, two-lane roads. And I remember vividly that we come to a part where literally the small stream next to the road had become a giant river and had overtaken a small section of the road. We're looking at each other, and Artie's like, what are we going to do? And I remember going, well, I don't know. And then the car in front of me decides, ah, fuck it, I'm just going to drive through the rainwater, which as you probably know from the last couple weeks, they're constantly telling you on the news not to do that, especially here in Central Ohio. But this car went through, and it was like an escort. And I looked at him and I go, man, if this dude can make it through, fuck this, man. We're gone. Because I had a Ford F-150 pickup truck, and we drove right on through that gigantic ocean of water that was covering the roadway and drove on home. So anyways, but yeah, Artie loved wrestling. I mean, he just was a complete fan of it. Many bootleg DVDs of mine. In fact, several of the boys that have been over to Casa de la Orlando know this. There's three giant spindles that sit on my DVD case. And those spindles, those three giant spindles, are all wrestling DVDs, whether they're television programs or they're live events or whatever. And 95% of those came from Artie. So he was the one that was always giving me these discs to enjoy. And then I'd watch them. We'd talk about them and talk about the pros and the cons of them. And actually, if I may break a little kayfabe here, I'm going to. Many hardcore OCW fans indirectly met my friend Art. You see, I think we go back to, if I remember, the end of 2005. It was right before, as you heard many podcasts ago, Jeremy Madrox was brought back into OCW as kind of a commissioner, kind of a general manager, whatever role you want to call it, but it was the commissioner of OCW. And the decision had been made that we were going to bring Jeremy in as the commissioner, but kind of would try to make it into a big over-the-top ordeal. So I had pitched this idea that we should have a variety of different, quote, candidates, end quote, vying for the commissionership role. Jeremy was not one of them, so he would be the complete dark horse. He would come out of nowhere. He would take over, and this would end, I believe it was November 2005. I'm pretty sure of it. That would end 2005, and then we'd go into 2006. So that was kind of like the season cliffhanger, if you will. Well, one of those quote-unquote candidates was my friend Artie. Artie had, oh geez, like 4 or 5 years, 6 years, 7 years prior to that, joined me in my first initial dive into professional wrestling. Sorry, I'm rambling a little bit here, ladies and gents. It's just the way it is. I'm sorry about that. But prior to OCW, and prior to FIW, yours truly worked in a backyard promotion, ring announcing, and then doing commentary work for this Backyard Feds videotape releases, if you want to call them that. And of course, since it was relatively close to my home base, if you will, when I would go and do these particular events, I would take Artie with me, and Artie was the color commentator. So he had already kind of created this persona of Arthur E. Embry III, taking Eric Embry's name and part of Percival Pringle III's name and his own name and mishmashing them together. And yes, Artie liked Eric Embry, and I don't understand why. But one of his favorites, he had a short list of favorite wrestlers, but Eric Embry was on that list. And I don't know, he was attracted to the idea that here is this guy who, for all intents and purposes, Eric Embry just really did not much look like a wrestler, especially in the last part of his career when he was very overweight and scruffy looking with the scruffy brown beard and that. Well, I don't know, he dug it. He thought, you know, Eric Embry was pretty interesting of a character. So, Arthur E. Embry III. So, back to the original story I started several minutes ago. You're going to have to keep up on this one, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm all over the place. But anyways, so I go to Artie and I go, hey man, do you want to be a candidate? and here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to post things on the OCW message board and, you know, just talk about what changes you're going to make in OCW, et cetera, et cetera. So, lo and behold, he was all about it. He's like, yes. So, he signs up and he's logging in. And you know, I was reading stuff and just chuckling out of to no end. Because, unfortunately, and in a weird way, one of the other candidates was Vic Montana. And, well, I'm just going to say it. Oftentimes with Vic, I worry that he did not realize that what we were doing was a work. And this is a fine prime example of that, where he started engaging in a dialogue via the OCW message board with Artie. And it became really somewhat personal and started getting really, really heated to a point which I remember working a show, I think, right? I think it might have been right before, because I think it was the October show, where I said to Vic, I said, hey, man, you know this is all work, right? And he was like, yeah, man, I know. But I don't really know if he knew. I think that he thought, because he had made some smart-aleck comments, so Artie, in his wicked sense of humor, made a smart-aleck comment back to him about his, I don't know, lack of wrestling ability or something, and then it just escalated. So he was one of the candidates. And I remember that it came to November. We were in Newark. Artie was going to come. He was going to be, because I had pitched this idea we should have all the candidates in the building. And, you know, fine, you're in charge of it, John. So we had Mr. White, who was a candidate. He came out. We had a friend of his, Big Al, was Shosuke Suzuki. That's right. We had a Japanese guy who was, yeah, a Japanese dude who was going to be possibly the commissioner. And as a side note, that name Shosuke Suzuki is so badass that I will reveal that I stole that name from a student at Worthington City Schools. Yeah, at the time, as I've mentioned many times, I'm a teacher. I was doing some substitute teaching, and I had the Japanese kid in class. His dad was some Japanese engineer for Honda, and I was like, that name is so badass. I stole it. All right, so then you had those. You had Vic Montana. You had Arthur E. Embry III. So it comes to being, I think, literally the night before Newark. It might have been that morning. And Artie tells me, man, something happened with his car. He wasn't going to make it to Newark, so... So the character, by the way, still showed up. It was a friend of Jeremy Madrox that came and played the role. Because I went around and interviewed all four of the individuals. And so the fans got to meet the candidates throughout the show. So it was actually played by a friend of Jeremy Madrox, Foley, actually. And so we did the whole angle. And then, of course, at the end, the person that was overseeing OCW at the time, because we actually had, this is another part of kayfabe born breaking, we actually had throughout that year an owner of OCW that was not Big Guns Jeff Cannon, and I was that individual online. Like, I would post different things on the OCW message board under that person's guise, and oh crap, I can't remember what his name was. Man, that's going to drive me insane. I can't remember what his name was. But I was the individual. But when it came to having that person show up, I conned my nephew, who was at Ohio State University in their optometry program. I conned him to coming out to the show and being that person. Because, number one, I knew he would do pretty well when it came to his only line of the night, where at the end of the night I asked him to come in and I explained who it is that they're going with, and he basically says, we've gone with an outside candidate, not that these four gentlemen weren't, you know, qualified enough, but we're going with Jeremy Madrox. And then his music hits, Jeremy comes down, I go ape shit, like, what are you doing, you know, this guy's gonna destroy the company, I know him, blah blah blah. So yeah, it was played by my nephew, who interestingly enough that night had brought with him a briefcase, not for the gimmick, but in the briefcase was all these notes and textbooks and whatnot because he had a huge test on Monday to study for. So the whole night he didn't pay any attention. He was at the back table with me, and he was always doing, like, writing notes down and looking in books and that. And I think people thought, like, wow, this dude is really, like, you know, like, it looked legit because he was always writing down stuff and stuff like that. But he was really studying for a test, so. So anyways, again, I'm sorry, folks. I just kind of am all over the place because, I really kind of actually didn't even know if I was going to do this, to be honest with you. Because I just thought maybe it would just be too soon to talk about Artie. Because he was 40 years old. He was 2 years older than me. And it just kind of really hit home last week. He had been sick for a long time. And he was in the hospital, and I visited him in the hospital, actually, July 6th, and to hear on Wednesday morning that he had passed away on Tuesday was really quite unnerving for me, because as I had left him, he had, was in good spirits, and he had said to me, he goes, yeah, you know, the infection that he had. They had a whole body infection, like he went, I believe, septic, as they claim. And they had gotten rid of that, and the part that he had to have surgery on basically had ruptured his colon because of an undiagnosed hernia. And they had fixed that up, and they were just waiting on that to heal, and the infection was gone, and they still wanted to make sure his kidneys were working, because throughout the time that he's been in and out of the hospital since last September, he had a lot of problems, including his kidneys quit working twice, and they miraculously kicked back in. But like I said, he was in good spirits, and to get that news on Wednesday morning was very, very shocking for me. And I didn't, like I said, didn't think I was going to do this, but I've had some folks talk me into doing it, because, you know, Artie loved wrestling, and, you know, no doubt he could have, should have been, and would have been on this podcast eventually, talking about why the fuck he likes Eric Embry. Actually, that probably that would have been number one probably on my list of questions for the man. But anyways, I'm gonna wrap it up. I'm hitting about the 20-minute mark. Because I think it's appropriate to do so. And because, quite frankly, I gotta kind of dab the eyes, because I've been crying the whole time I've been doing this. But with that, I hope that next week we're going to have somebody else on the PVD cast. I got a bunch of folks lined up and willing and ready and set to go. And I appreciate if you did listen to this whole entire podcast. I appreciate you listening. And I'm going to kind of break from tradition and just say that I don't have any Orlando's faves. I just miss you, Artie. I miss you a lot, man, but I know you're in a better place. And with that, thanks for listening. And I'll talk to each and every one of you later.